Good singing tonight. Good singing. We appreciate that with all of our hearts. And certainly, if the world could just see what all the Lord has done for us. Sometimes people, when you talk about it, they look at you like you don't know what you're talking about, like you've lost your mind. But if only they could see down on the inside all that the Lord really has done for us. Besides giving us a good life, He's given us peace, joy and happiness, contentment, even in a world that's full of discontentment. That's just how God works in our lives tonight. In the book of John, in the 14th chapter, if you'd like to turn there this evening. And we ask that you pray for us for a few minutes of time while we stand before you tonight. That God would just take His word and bless it. And that it would go out and give all of us what we stand in need of. Teach us and give us the Holy Spirit that will guide us in our lives today. And while you're standing for the reading of God's Word, if you like to, go with me down to the bottom part, or about the middle of this chapter, I should say, starting at verse 15 tonight. He says in verse 15, "If you love me, keep my commandments." Very simple, isn't it? If you love the Lord, you'll keep His commandments. And then listen to what He says. If we keep His commandments, we love Him, He says, "I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth in the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more, but you see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him." And then go down to the 26th verse. He says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you." And stop reading there with that 26th verse. You can be seated in the house of the Lord. And I'd like to preach for a few minutes of time about this another Comforter. Another Comforter. See, when Christ was here, He was their Comforter. He was the one that gave them all things, whatsoever it was that they had need of. It was Christ who provided for them. It was Him that told them to leave their vocations and to follow Him. And that He would make sure that everything they had need of was provided. When they was hungry, He had food for them. When they was on the journey and trouble would come, He had a way of escape for them. When times would come when it was difficult, He made a way that they wouldn't have to worry about it. As Karen said this morning, and we mentioned in a message, when storms came in their life, it was Him that got them out of those storms. Because they loved Him and He loved them, He was their Comforter that walked right beside them. He had all the words from the Father. Whatsoever it was that they had need of, all they had to do was ask the Father. And He would provide it for them. But Christ was, one commentary says, that He was only about 20 hours away from crucifixion when this was given unto them. He was preparing them that I'm going away. And how sad it must have been for those that left all to follow Him. Just to hear Him say, "I'm going to leave you. But I will not leave you comfortless. If you love me and you keep my commandments, I will pray the Father and He will send another Comforter." Could you imagine what went through their minds? Is this another man that's coming? Is this another person that's coming? That's going to walk with us and then turn and leave us also? But this next Comforter was one that has been in the world since Christ left. And He has never left any of His children. The Comforter walks beside of us every day. And I have to say this again. Aren't you glad you don't have to be in church to feel the presence of the Lord? That wherever we go and whatever we do. And I don't want to preach tonight that it's just the times when you're in trouble that you can feel the Lord. You can feel that other comforter there beside you. But there's times when things are going good. And that comforter will show up just to have communion with you for a few minutes of time. And the thing about this other comforter is that wherever Christ was, those that was with him had the comforter with them. But to those that was on the other side of town, or across the country, if Christ wasn't there, they did not have the Comforter. Every one of us that know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, we have the Comforter, whether we're here in this building, or we're in Florida, or we're halfway around the world. It doesn't matter where we go, this Comforter is able to penetrate even the thickest of walls and go places where mom and dads can't go, Sister Charlene. He's able to show up in the middle of the night and talk to our people when nobody else can get through to them. And it encourages me because when we can't say the right words or we can't bring our people in, God knows where they're at and He can speak the word through the Comforter that they stand in need of. And I'm a witness myself. How many of y'all have been up on your bed at night in the dark and you couldn't sleep because it was the Holy Spirit speaking to you and letting you know that things was wrong in your life? He said, I'm going to send you another comforter. I'd really never noticed that word, another. I mean, it's always been there. But if we're not careful, we'll read right over things in the Word of God. He said, I'm going to send you another, meaning that there was one that was already with them. He said, but this will get ready to leave to go back to the Father which sent him. But I'm going to pray the Father, and He's going to send you another comforter that He may abide with you for a week. No, forever. Forever, this comforter is going to be with you. And the word comforter, and this blessed my heart, we've read through this, that when we read about this it in the Greek word, it means Paracletus. And some of y'all say it better than I can. But what it means is that it is one that is called to the side of another for help or comfort. The Spirit is our Paracletus here. But Christ is our Paracletus in heaven. It's ones that we can call to the side for help or for counsel. Because it's not always that we need help. Sometimes we need advice. Has anybody ever gone to the Lord for advice on what you're supposed to do? And the Holy Spirit will impart unto you which direction to go. That sometimes it's not as easy as black and white. We need further direction. We need someone to take us to what's going to happen beyond this step. What's going to happen beyond the next step. And I feel sorry for people who don't have the Comforter that lives within them because they have to depend upon everybody else's opinion. This friend of mine that I've been telling you about that's got cancer, she's like, every time I'm around him, somebody else is giving him advice on what he ought to do for this cancer and how he ought to go about it. And I think only if he would listen to the Comforter. If only he would listen to God. Because you see, what worked for you may not work for me. The direction that God gave you may not be the direction that He gives me. It's not the same approach to all men. God has got a plan for all of us. And if you have the Holy Spirit, it can give you the best advice that there is because He will not lead you astray. But He'll always lead you in the right path. And when I saw this, and we read about this, how that it is an advocate, one who's there with us, one who stands beside of us. And sometimes we need somebody to stand beside of us because when mom and dad, brothers and sisters, and even the church turns their back on us, we need this comforter to be there beside us. And even if the church and everybody stands beside of us, when you're there all by yourself and nobody else is around, you need to know that you serve a living God. Not just a God that's afar off. I'm glad I just didn't join the church, aren't you? I'm glad I got born into the church. And how could people know that they've been born again without this comforter, this another comforter, to tell them that they was lost? Anybody remember when the comforter showed up at your house and brought conviction into your life? And people say, well, he don't love me very much to bring that kind of conviction, that kind of guilt upon my life. That's why he does it, because he loves you. And because he loves me, the comforter comes to rebuke and to exhort and to lift us up and let us know that our life is away from God. And he shows up and let us know that we was away from him. But I'm glad he didn't stop there. He went on to tell us, even though you're away, if you'll just trust me, you can be part of my Father's kingdom. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit in John 3:16, also over in verse 3 of 1 Corinthians and the 12th chapter as well, that the Holy Spirit, this another comforter, it glorifies Jesus Christ. Any spirit that does not lift up the name of Jesus Christ is not the Spirit of God. And the Bible says, try the spirits, for they are many. God has got the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, but the devil has got some spirits also. And just to go to show you that just because you're saved doesn't mean that the devil will leave you alone. How many of you, since you've been saved, has that evil spirit showed up in your life? And he'll try to get you to do things that are wrong. The Holy Spirit will never try to get you to do anything that's wrong. But he'll always get you to do things that are right. And he says that in his word, that the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus Christ. Just as Jesus glorified the Father, the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus Christ. And we are to glorify all three. I glorify God, I glorify Jesus Christ, and I glorify He, the Holy Spirit. Because it's what abides in us. I wouldn't know Jesus if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit. And I wouldn't know God if it wasn't for Jesus. You see how it works? Jesus said when he was here, no man can come unto me unless my Father which is in heaven draw him. Today we can't even get to Jesus without the Holy Spirit. So how can people get saved if there is no Holy Spirit? I'll leave you that one for you to answer. You know what the answer is. Bible also says that the Holy Spirit, this another comforter, in 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, that it brings about, it inspires manifestations. And some folks might say that is a broad statement. What does that mean? That word manifestation means making it visible. And what kind of visible manifestations have we seen by the Holy Spirit's working in our lives, in the lives of others? It teaches us and it shows us that these are visible healings. Anybody ever seen a healing that you knew it had to be from God? Yeah. It was the Holy Spirit that brought that healing. Yes. And you say, well, we ought to glorify God, we ought to glorify the Son. Yes, go ahead and glorify the Holy Spirit for bringing it to you. It also says that anytime we have a miracle in our life, it's the visible manifestation of the Holy Spirit that brought that miracle about. You and I classify it as a miracle. As I've said so many times over the years, all it is to God is a spoken word. You know what we think a miracle is? It's something that's a supernatural, something that we can't even conceive. That's what we classify as a miracle. Look around us. God's done greater miracles than what you and I stand in need of. Did he not speak this world into existence? Did he not make everything that you and I see? He made man on the sixth day and he rested on the seventh day. And everything that we see is made of God. So what could be a miracle to God? It's just a spoken word. It also says that even the giving of wisdom and knowledge is part of this manifestation. Jim said it in his testimony opening up tonight. And I think I asked this question, and maybe even on Wednesday night, that how many of us today that we know that we are, the Lord has blessed us with more wisdom and knowledge than we've ever had in our lifetime. How many of you does the Holy Spirit speak to you about things in your life that you need to improve upon? There are things that the Lord has been speaking to my heart. And you know, we wrestle. Like the Jacob of old. We wrestle with the Holy Spirit. Because there are some things we just don't want to give up. Isn't that right? And I'm not talking about bad things, but God wants us to do things according to His plan. And if we'll do them according to His plan, He will bless us in all things. But it's hard for us to get to the place where we say, I let go and I'll let God. Anybody else struggling with that? But the Holy Spirit will help us if we'll just hold on. Bible also teaches us that the Holy Spirit energizes believers. Anybody been energized lately by the Holy Spirit? When I was studying, I came across that. I thought of Brother Tom Metcalf. That he said often in his preaching that when the Holy Spirit showed up, that he could go bear hunting with a switch. You know what that says? He's energized because the Holy Spirit shows up. That's why all the patriarchs of old could do the things that they did, because they had the Holy Spirit energizing them. David, as I mentioned this morning, it wasn't because David was a strong warrior. It's because he had the Holy Spirit that energized him and guided that little slingshot to kill the enemies that come against him. In the New Testament, when we read about them preaching in prisons and glorifying God, when we read about them in the Old Testament being thrown into a den of lions, all these things was possible, and they come through victorious because it was the Holy Spirit that energized them. You remember when Daniel was in the den of lions, he said, "My Lord has sent an angel and shut the lion's mouth." One of the writers in the Word teaches us that the Holy Spirit can come in the form of an angel. Brother Eli told me tonight about his sister-in-law and how that she had angels visiting her this morning. And some folks might think that's just foolishness. But the Bible says that we could entertain angels unaware. We don't know who it is that's talking to us. It could be an angel sent by God, and if it's sent by God, it has the Holy Spirit with it. I'm glad I've been energized, aren't you? Sometimes I feel like Superman. And I'm not Superman, don't get me wrong. But sometimes I feel like that I could leap tall troubles in a single bound. Amen? Sometimes I think I'm Superman, then other times I think that I'm a defeated soul. You see, without the Holy Spirit, you and I can do nothing. But with the Holy Spirit, we can do all things. And see, that's why, Larry, I preached on preachers here. I believe it was on Wednesday night. I made mention of it. And I told him, I said, "Larry Jones, be saying amen to this." But you know what? The Lord shows up in our lives and teaches us that the Lord will show up and a preacher will preach. And some preachers get the big head and say, "I've got this down pat now." But you try doing it without the Holy Spirit, and God will let you fall flat on your face. Because it's not you preaching. It's not your word. How many of you know it's not Roger's word that's in this book? It's God's word. Amen. And a man, this was given to men of God as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. And it can only be interpreted and preached and taught by the Holy Spirit giving us the guidance that we need today. Amen. I'm glad I've got another comforter. And he also says in the book of Romans in the 5th chapter that the Holy Spirit imparts love. You're talking about a bunch of people that needed love. We needed it. And folks, the Holy Spirit will give us love. That the Bible says that we'll be able to even look at our enemies and love them. It's not because we've had a change of mind about them, but it's because the Holy Spirit showed up and give us love beyond understanding. You ever look to somebody and try to realize or try to figure out why you loved them so much? You can answer that. Sometimes we look at people and we wonder why we love them so much. And as I've said here in other messages in times past, we don't even deserve each other. And if it wasn't for the Holy Spirit with the love that God sends to us, we wouldn't be able to stay together. And I'm not just talking about marriages. I'm even talking about churches. Could you imagine going to church with people that you don't love? Sometimes people just go because they're acquaintances. I like going to a church where people love you. And you love them. In spite of ourselves. How many of you got failures? Look at that. Look around at those hands up in the air. Look around. I want you to see all this. You know, we just love each other because we know that we are nothing but sinners saved by God's grace. And that the Holy Spirit is still working on the inside of us to make us, as a youth group sing that song, what we ought to be. He's still working on me. And He's still working on you. It imparts love. The Bible also says that it edifies. It edifies. It builds us up. It reproves us. It builds us up in such a way that even when the world comes against us, it seems like anymore, every time I go to do good, evil is always present. I try to do something good and it seems like the devil has got something there to try to tear me back down. And used to, I guess I would get frustrated by this and say, what's the use? But now I have a comforter that walks beside me. And sometimes when people see me out working, see you out working, anybody else out there, and I just talk to God. Because I know the Holy Spirit's listening. I talk to Him and I say, Lord, help me. And then when I get through that obstacle or that course that I'm working on, I'll say, thank you, God. Thank you for the wisdom and the knowledge. And I know it's the Holy Spirit that takes that message right back to God and gives us the victory that we stand in need of. Because, folks, if we ever allow the devil to get the victory in our lives, he will not stop until he tears us apart. People say, oh, you're foolish talking to God. I talk to myself. Now, that's foolish. But when I talk to God, that's the best thing that any of us can do. It also says that the Holy Spirit gives gifts to believers. How many of you got some gifts that the Holy Spirit brought by your way? And people say, what kind of gifts are you talking about? Anybody got the Spirit that has brought to you the word of wisdom? Or somebody else that a word of knowledge? Or somebody else, some faith that you stood in need of? To another, the gifts of healing. And I know this is a couple times now I've mentioned this. People say, I don't believe in that stuff. It's in the Word of God. You better believe it. To another, the working of miracles. And to another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. And to another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. But listen to what he says. But all these worketh that one in the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Can I tell you what the Holy Spirit can do for us? It can give you more gifts than you know what to do with. And people say, how can I have that kind of spirit? By what he said in the 15th verse, if you love me, keep my commandments. And I will have this another spirit, another comforter that will abide with you forever. I'm glad he's here, not just today, but he's here forever. You and I will come and go. Friends and family will come and go, but the Holy Spirit will always be here. And it says the world cannot receive him because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. How many of you know that he, the Holy Spirit? Aren't you glad that you have an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit and that it knows, he knows more about you than you know about yourself? He knows my strengths. He knows my weaknesses. He knows what I stand in need of even before I ask for it. You see, what he said, that definition that I gave you of Paracletos, is that It's one called to the side of another for help or counsel. He's an advocate. Folks, you and I have a friend that is closer than any brother or sister. Amen. And he's not afar off in heaven. Some folks might say, well, God is way off. Jesus is way off. The Holy Spirit brings them right to us, to where they're with us wherever we go. That song they used to sing. Well, Robin, Sharon gives us a song of invitation. How many of you remember singing that song? I'm never alone. No, never alone. Jesus is with me wherever I roam. I hold to His hand. Amen. Because He, the Holy Spirit, is a comforter that God has given not just to me individually, but to every one of us. And when your spirit and my spirit is that same spirit, we can worship God in a way that He is pleased with. And folks, we ought to lift up the Holy Spirit. I said this a few years back, and I've lost track of time. As I was talking with Gil before church, time gets away from all of us. But I said in heaven, the Bible says that there is a throne high and lifted up. God has a throne. The Bible also says in that same book that Jesus Christ is sitting at the right hand of the Father. And I said in that message several years ago, I believe there's a third seat that's not occupied because He's working. That third seat is for He, the Holy Spirit. And one day, just like Jesus did, when His work was done, He sat down at the right hand of the Father. One day, He, the Holy Spirit, when His work is done, He's going to sit down beside the Father. And folks, there'll be no reason for us to have intercession. You know why? Because we'll be right there in the midst of them. And we will praise them and worship them for all eternity. Because we had a comforter that walked beside of us all the time. While we stand and they sing a verse of a song. Whatever you need to do with in your heart tonight, you just follow God. You need that comforter. Maybe you've forsaken the comforter. You've not given heed to what He has laid upon your heart. You've tried deceiving yourself that it's just not necessary. But folks, we need to be open before God, because God knows our even thoughts before we say them. We need to listen to our comforter, to our advocate. Because the Lord will not do us harm, but will do us good all the days of our life if we'll just listen to Him. Whatever it is that you stand in need of, the Holy Spirit can bring it tonight. He can bring it to you. Right there where you're at, right here in this Sunday evening service, the Holy Spirit can send to you what it is that you need. Yes, He can do it. The world doesn't see Him. The world doesn't understand us. But God does. While they sing another verse, let me put this in tonight as well. Trula requested prayer for DJ. And I've heard of men that was off in war in WW1 and 2 and for the Korean conflict in Vietnam. I've heard them talk about how they was on the battlefield and they could feel the presence of prayers. It wasn't their imagination. It was somebody back home praying that got hold of the comforter. And the comforter took that message over there on the battlefield. See, He's not limited to where He can go. And once He gets there, He can do all things. Whatsoever you have need of, the comforter can do it tonight. He can lift them up, encourage them. Give them peace of mind and joy. Yes. Another comforter. Yes. Who else can you go to? Yes.
Can God? God can.
The Bible says that when Jesus looked at his disciples, because many of them had turned and walked away, he looked at the apostles and said, "Are you also going to turn? Are you also going to leave me?" And they said, "To whom shall we go?" See, without the Holy Spirit, where else could we go? Who else could we call upon? Bible teaches us we can't even pray without the Holy Spirit. We can't even worship without the Holy Spirit. And when people make fun of our style of worship, when people make fun that we go to a church that believes in the Holy Spirit, my question or rebuttal is this: how can we worship God without the Spirit? How do you know that you pass from death unto life without the Holy Spirit? How do you make it through a day without the Holy Spirit? Sometimes I just say, "Lord, help me." And He knows what it is that I stand in need of. Max, if you would come on up here. Sharon, Rob, y'all sing us another song? Or that same song. That's a good song too. God can. It don't matter. Whatever you got on your heart. And we're going to shake hands with Max, giving him right hand full fellowship to Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church. Same right and privilege that any other member would have. So if y'all would come around, shake hands with him and tell him we're praying for him also. Would you do that? God bless you tonight. And if some of you get away before we get to you, have a good week. And remember Tom and Anita, if you would.
Thank you.